She's never spent the night, a fact she reminds me of regularly with disdain. Another neighbor peeks his head out of his window, a coffee mug in one hand, a yipping dog in the other. Cars drive by, some slowing down to watch the drama unfold. I can't say I blame them. This is certainly the most exciting way I've started a Friday morning in a long time. Finally, my jeans are tossed over the balcony and I rush to catch them. My cell phone is still in one pocket, miraculously intact. I tug on my jeans and shove my feet into the pair of Vans I rescued. Without another word, Samantha marches inside and slams the sliding glass door. Mrs. Hendrickson heads back inside too. Show's over, folks. Nothing more to see. After snagging my laptop bag from the sidewalk, I head off down the street. I stop at the gas station on the corner and buy myself a shitty cup of coffee before I go find my car. Samantha's neighborhood is in a bustling area of Chicago. There's never any parking. But I got lucky last night and my car's only two blocks over. Wrapping a hand around the warmth of my cup, I head in the direction of my Lexus. Once I reach my car, I chuck the laptop bag with my busted computer into the back seat. As I pull out into traffic, my cell phone rings. I assume it's Samantha, thinking maybe she wants to continue telling me off, and I almost don't answer. But the name on the screen says Wolfie. I let out a silent groan and answer on speaker. "Hey man, what's up?" I ask after downing another mouthful of the awful coffee. "Need you to do me a favor," he says in his gruff voice. No hello, no good morning, typical Wolfie. But the bastard knows I'd do anything for him, just like he would for me, which is the reason why I let him get away with his caveman behavior. "It's my first day off in like 2 years, asshole."
I know,
he says with a chuckle. I roll my eyes. What's the favor? It's no use arguing with him. I'm going to do whatever it is he needs me to do.
"I need you to go check on Marin."
Except for that. Marin is Wolfie's younger sister. She graduated last year with a degree in social work. She's a good girl, wants to help others, make a difference in the world. The problem is, I've never felt about Marin Cox the way I should have. I feel cagey when I'm around her, like a lion at the zoo right before feeding time.
"You there?" Wolfie asks at my silence.
"I'm here."
He lets out a long sigh.
"She's sick. Says she's staying home from work today. Swing by her apartment and check on her for me."
I'm reminded of all of the other times Wolfie or Marin have called me like this, needing a favor. Like when she locked herself out of her apartment, or when her car broke down on the side of the road, or that time her pet goldfish died and she couldn't bring herself to flush it. What a fucking hassle. I remember her as a kid with a toothy smile and big eyes, always trailing a few steps behind us and calling out for us to wait up. Of course, Marin looks a whole lot different these days. She's 25 now, and she's grown into quite a woman. Every time I'm near her, I have to force my gaze away from her full breasts, her lush mouth, and those long, toned legs of hers. I was there for her on the night of her 21st birthday, holding her hair back when she puked out the car window. I was there when she had her heart broken for the first time, when her fuckstick of a boyfriend dumped her after 6 months of dating. I pulled her to my chest with an annoyed sigh, and she tearfully broke down, making me feel even worse. But that was nothing compared to the pain I felt when I learned he'd broken up with her only after punching her V-card. I wanted to hunt him down and castrate him. I wanted to make him suffer. But of course I promised a heartbroken Marin I'd do no such thing. Instead, I had to watch her cry over that dick bag for weeks. "Why can't you go?" I ask, even though I already know the answer to that question. Wolfie lets out a sigh.
"Inventory day. Caleb, Connor, and Ever have all been here since 5.
I swallow, feeling shitty about it because I should be there too. I own a toy company, Frisky Business, with my best friends. Yes, those kinds of toys, the very adult kind. Our business is my passion, but I haven't taken a day off in years. My partners insisted